This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. If you happen to be listening to us right now while driving on a road or walking on a sidewalk, there is a real good chance that that road or sidewalk was paid for with debt issued on the municipal bond market. Munis fund the construction of sewage systems and school systems and power grids. And look, I get it. Muni bonds are not the sexiest thing in the world by quite a ways. But right now, in this pandemic economy, oh, they're having a moment. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that one.
The municipal bond market is the financial backbone of three-quarters of the country's infrastructure, says Abby Ertz, who follows municipal credit at FHN Financial. It funds big projects, roads, tunnels, and bridges, but also, she says,
it funds things like college dorms and nursing homes, also public transit systems.
The vast majority of municipal bonds also have a unique feature. The interest they pay is exempt from taxes. That's appealing to wealthy individual investors who buy the majority of muni bonds and who've been saving more money during the pandemic, says Guy Labat, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott.
They're also higher end taxpayers, and so they have more to benefit on average from the tax exemption.
That's not the only reason municipal bonds are in demand. They're slightly riskier investments than treasury bonds or corporate bonds. Winifred Caesar, head of credit strategy at Wells Fargo, says that means
the municipal bond market continues to trade at a yield that's pretty attractive.
In other words, muni bonds pay higher interest. Caesar says the strong demand for them right now is a good sign for the economy.
Historically, when investors start to feel confident about seeing broader economic recovery, then they're more willing to push their cash into riskier parts of the market.
One index of demand for the riskiest municipal bonds has almost climbed back to its pre-pandemic level. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.